Narrated Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, I got a she-camel in my share of the war booty on the day of the Battle of Badr, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, had given me a she-camel from the Humus. When I intended to marry Fatima, the daughter of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, I had an appointment with a goldsmith from the tribe of Bani Qaynuqa to go with me to bring idkhir, a grass of pleasant smell, and sell it to the goldsmiths and spend its price on my wedding banquet. I was collecting for my she-camels, equipment of saddles, sacks, and ropes, while my two she-camels were kneeling down beside the room of an Ansari man. I returned after collecting whatever I collected to see the humps of my two she-camels cut off and their flanks cut open, and some portion of their livers was taken out. When I saw that state of my two she-camels, I could not hold back my tears. I asked, "Who has done this?" The people replied, "Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, who is staying with some Ansari drunks in this house." I went away till I reached the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Zayd bin Haritha was with him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, noticed on my face the effect of what I had suffered. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, asked, "What is wrong with you?" I replied, "O Allah's Messenger, I have never seen such a day as today. Hamza attacked my two she-camels, cut off their humps, and ripped off their flanks, and he is sitting there in a house in the company of some drunks." The Prophet, peace be upon him, then asked for his covering sheet, put it on, and set out walking, followed by me and Zayd bin Haritha, till he came to the house where Hamza was staying. He asked permission to enter, and they allowed him, and they were drunk. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, started rebuking Hamza for what he had done, but Hamza was drunk and his eyes were red. Hamza looked at Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and then he raised his eyes, looking at his knees. Then he raised up his eyes, looking at his umbilicus. And again, he raised up his eyes, looking at his face. Hamza then said, "Aren't you but the slaves of my father?" Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, realized that he was drunk. So Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, retreated, and we went out with him.